And they thought maybe if we got several hundred, even 1,000 people on the day, they got 50,000 people turned up. The army turned up to do it. And within a few years across the world, there's 8 million people participating in similar local cleanup events around the world who have modelled themselves on what happened in Estonia. That's the power. That's the excitement. That's what gets me out of bed. And I just want to say about in the 90s, Justin, that we did get all the Seattle music and some really good electronic dance music, so I just want to retract that. The 80s, well, that's enough. Nice.
You have been listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information. You can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
Hi there, this is Shay, and I'm going to be filling in, so I'll be your host for the next hour. And you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The first song that we're going to play here is going to be from a band named Austra, and I believe they're a Toronto-based band, and the first song here is going to be The Choke. Thanks for listening.
Never.
Hi, welcome back. So again, my name's Shay and I'm just filling in. The song that you just heard was from a band, The Born Ruffians, and the song was called Too Soaked to Break. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song. It's one of my favorite bands for sure. They're called Tame Impala, and this is off of their album Lonerism, which came out, I think, last year. So let's listen. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So the song that we just heard was Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by the band Tame Impala. They're an Aussie band. Definitely one of my favorites. And up next, we're going to listen to a band called the Courtneys. And they're just this really cool kind of grungy pop girl band from Vancouver. And I've really gotten into them recently, so I'm going to give them a listen. Thanks again for tuning in. Hi, welcome back. You're listening to CITR Radio. So that was, I like that song a lot. That's a really good song. It's 90210 from the Courtneys. I don't know. That song just like reminds me of summer and just, I don't know. It reminds me of like being by the beach, and it's not really like that here in Vancouver right now. It's been a little bit snowy actually. So it's a nice kind of break, and I think especially seems like it was a good break for the stressful exam time. So coming up next, I'm going to play a song by the artist Grimes. She was born, raised in Vancouver, but she kind of moved her music scene to Montreal. And she's a pretty wacky chick. very, very interesting, unique style of music. So this song that I'm going to play for you is called Oblivion, and it was off of her album Visions. Thanks for listening.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hi there, welcome back. We were just listening to an artist named Grimes. She's just a really cool person. I've been into her stuff for a while. I think it's just so different and unique and wacky and just fantastic. So coming up next, I'm going to listen to a band named The XX, and they're an English band. And the song that I'm going to play for you is called Chains. So enjoy.
I wish you breathing, and I wish you stir. Only for long enough, long enough. It's hard to say.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Hello, hello. So we heard a couple songs there. The first one was The XX. The song was called Chained. That's a really cool song. It's pretty chill. And then after that, I played a song by Jay Arner. It's called Midnight on South Granville. And he's a local boy. I saw him actually here at UBC back in September, and really good show. Yeah, definitely impressed. I think up next, I'm going to play a song by the band named Foals, and the song is called Inhaler. And once again, you are listening to 101.9 CITR Radio.
Thank you.
Hi. So we were just listening to Foals there. The song was called Inhaler. And that's off their album Holy Fire. So as some of you know, Shindig was last night, and that was the finals. And Shindig is basically a battle of the bands that CITR sponsors. And so it was a really fun time. It was my first Shindig ever, and I was very pleasantly surprised with it. I didn't really know what to expect, but it was really great. All three bands were just amazing. The bands were War Baby, Zen Mystery Fog, and Skinny Kids. And yeah, like I said, all three of them just really brought up their game, and I was really impressed. So in light of the successful Shindig last night, I'm going to play you a song from the winner, War Baby. And this song is called Dentata. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Sorry, boys.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hello, and welcome back to CITR Radio. So before that ad, we were listening to a band called War Baby, and they were 2013 Shindig's winner last night. That took place at the Railway Club, and it was a really great show again. Really glad I went. And then just now, we were listening to a band called Yukon Blonde, and the song was called Bride Song. And I actually saw that band play in Toronto in the summer of 2012. It was for the North by Northeast Festival in Toronto. And so my best friend Aaron and I went, we snuck into the Horseshoe Tavern on Queen Street, and we didn't really know what was happening, but, you know, just go with it, right? Because we're underage fools. And anyway, Yukon Blonde was playing that night, as well as the Young Empires and the Lumineers, actually. And that was before the Lumineers kind of got really big. So it was really cool to see them, as well as Yukon Blonde, in such an intimate venue. It was really, really a great show. Definitely one of our favorite nights that we like to talk about a lot. So coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Wild Bell. And the song is going to be It's Too Late. So here it is. Thanks for listening.
Radio show. food fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. So I just played a song called It's Too Late by the band Wild Bell. And after that, I just played a song by the band Warpaint. And the song is called Love Is to Die. And that's just a very recent release. I'm pretty much in love with the band Warpaint. They're these four chicks from LA. And I don't know what it is, but just the way that they work together is, I don't know, it's kind of magical. But I think I only have time for one more song. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And the coming up next after me is a show called Snow Whaleth. I think I pronounced that right. Snow Whaleth. And yeah, so thanks for listening again and have a great day.
Need help keeping your skin healthy? Let Dermabrite Clinic bring out your best and brightest skin. Dermabrite Clinic offers a holistic approach using aesthetic services, blue LED light, a proper home kit, systemic analysis, and a complimentary holistic physician consultation. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee and payment plan options. Dermabrite Clinic is also proud to sponsor several local charities and emphasizes sustainability and chemical-free practices.
For more information, check out Dermabrite Clinic on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and more. Or check out our website at dermabriteclinic.com.
Now closing out its second year, Taken Turns provides a laid-back house concert type